two of them that were dismissed, do you know why?
When I called the DA's office, he just, the lady at the DA's office said it was silly. I asked her why. I said, well, why do I not have to go to court on it? And she said, they're dismissed. I said, well, you better make dang sure they're dismissed, and then I don't show up for court, and then I get arrested. You know, I mean, like, then you put out a bench warrant on me. And she said, no, ma'am, it's been dismissed. I was supposed to go to court last Monday. And then it was like four or five Mondays before that. And the first time I called, she said it, whomever I talked to the first time, she said it hadn't been investigated. And the second time, they said it had been dismissed.
Anybody else? George, do you want that added to?
That's what I was just going to ask. Should we add having that procedure done to the animals?
That could be added to the decision of record.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Well, that is the only complaint that we are getting is the noise. And if that goes away, I don't think that we have a problem.
And I don't mind doing it. I mean, it's a very simple procedure. I did it back home in Louisiana because I lived on 6 acres. But in Louisiana, it was wasn't a law because we're not USDA or state. They don't have laws there. I mean, you can have a million dogs. I like having laws and rules because for us, of course, I'm on the Pet Breeders Association from Missouri as well. Eric Greitens and all of them up at Jeff City, we all go to Jeff City because, you know, we fought Proposition B, et cetera. But having the rules that we have got rid of all the puppy mills. You know, I may raise dogs, and a lot of people may say, oh, well, you got 20 dogs, you're a puppy mill. I promise you, my dogs are pretty much taken care of as well or better than them grandbabies back there. And so is my chickens. I mean, they have their own, you know, place.
George, would you want to state something that would state that she would be required to mitigate the barking versus just putting in there that you're requiring a surgery?
Yes. Yes.
That she's required to mitigate the barking.
Yeah. Which the only thing that's going to mitigate it is to have the procedure. Because I can't keep them confined or locked up. Say in a, now that my mommy dogs can stay in a building. The rest of the dogs cannot because due to the USDA, which is something stupid that I think, they have to have an open area and unfettered sunlight. That is their law.
Well, if we word it that way, then it's up to you to make sure that happens.
Right.
No. Well, either way you put it, it doesn't matter. I'm going to do it anyway, you know. I mean, as I said in my note, if I'd have been approached previously, you know, I'd have tried to do something about it.
Mitigate it immediately. However that happens. If that's how you want to word it, George.
However George wants to word it.
What you're going to mitigate the noise.
Immediately.
On a timeline.
Timeline. Well, give her 60 days or 30 days.
Or. Yeah. Be quiet. I appreciate her position. She's going to have surgery done on how many dogs?
17.
And that's not something we ought to require to do overnight, I don't think.
No.
Tanya, what does the timeline seem fair to you? I mean, what are they telling you? How long is it going to take to get that done?
Well, being that I'm not working right now, I mean, Sally will help me cost-wise. My husband usually gets paid on the 3rd because he is on disability. So, you know, 60 days or less because I have to see when Sally can take them all.
You know, Sally Bird?
Yeah.
You know her?
She's my vet.
She's mine, too.
She's awesome. She drives all the way from Graff to come out here to do my kennel inspection.
She's a good vet.
Yes, anyway, sir.
Let's move on. We'll talk about the vets later.
So is 60 days suitable to you?
And I'm not trying to be rude, as long as I don't get flack.
Is 60 days good with you, George?
You've been there since March?
February. March. I mean, the dogs moved in like a week and a half.
So if we get dogs up there 6 months, if we give her another 2 months to correct the problem.
And it will be policed, not by us, but it will be policed by your neighbors. I mean...
Well, that's fine.
They're the ones it's going to cost.
I mean, that's fine. I don't, like I said, I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, if I do go to this extreme, I want it to be done and over with and leave me alone. Well, I mean, because I want to stop the problem.
But that's up to you to mitigate that problem. That's what we're trying to explain.
Well, that's why I wrote it in my letter.
And if we put that stipulation in, then that does, if it don't work, that does give this body the ability to take care of the problem.
Yeah, you see, where we're going here is if we tell you have to have the surgery and you do it, you're done. If we tell you have to mitigate the noise and you have the surgery done to your adult dogs and your puppy is still raising cane and the neighbors don't like it,
then your permit can be...
Well, puppies don't say a lot at 8 weeks old.
Yes. No, I'm with you.
I mean,
but you see where we're going,
but they also stay in the building. They do not even touch the ground at all.
I understand, but you see what's happening here. We're going to make you, we're going to require you to mitigate the noise.
That's fine.
How you want to go about it is your business.
That's fine.
If the surgery doesn't get done, then we may have another issue.
Well, does...
Are you good with that?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion we add mitigate the...
George, storm. Read that first. I've added it at number 10.
He's added it.
Sorry, I've added that on there. I can change it however you want.
Within days?
60. Well, you haven't heard how many days
let's
yet.
Put, yeah, we hadn't got that yet.
Okay.
We make it 60 days.
60 days.
Is the breeding dogs part? Because she does have, I was to her house, and there's a couple other personal dogs in the house.
So.
Yeah.
Do you agree with the way that reads?
Mm-hmm.
And understand what we're trying to say?
You agree with that? No. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt you, George. You were...
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I didn't see you.
Very bad.
No, that's all right.
But now they will have to understand. I will, if my... My three will stay in the building, in my mommy house. There's an AC that runs for them. I play a radio in there to keep them, you know, they like music.
These three dogs are not a part of your business, right?
Yeah, they are. They're pregnant. And they're not due.
Oh, okay.
And I can't do the surgery on them until, wait a minute. Let me think back. Let's see, I'm going to sell to the pet store the week before Christmas. To November to October to September. So from now till December, I have three mamas, maybe four, but I'm not sure if she did or didn't take. But I have three that cannot be debarked until after they wean the puppies. But they will stay in the building because they can, because they're mommies.
So you're talking 4 months.
Those three will have to wait till the first of the year.
8 weeks to have them, 8 weeks to wean them.
It's nine weeks to have them, 8 weeks to... And the only reason they do sometimes stay 2 extra weeks is because some of my Yorkies, when they're born, weigh... Nothing, little bitty. So even at 8 weeks, they may not even make 9 ounces. They may not even be close to a pound. Pet store won't take them until they're at least 1 pound, 1 pound 2. So sometimes I have to hang on to them just a little longer, but not too often.
But those dogs will be kept inside the building.
Yes, sir. In that white building you seen.
Music you keep in there isn't that loud, is it?
Mm-mm. No, the dogs don't listen to loud music. My husband does.
I would think that would stress him.
No, that stresses them out. They listen to opera gospel up in there. They listen to, you know, puppy having music. It's true. It makes a difference.
Does anybody else got any questions?
This reading is explicit enough for me if it suits the rest of the board.
I can live with that.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't have any choice on the dogs that are bred. That's just what it is. Yeah. You know? I mean, she's going to keep them in the house and try. I mean, just hoping everybody will get along and understand, you know.
Well, okay, so that's the kennel situation part. The The other one, the grooming was never... That's not, okay.
Anybody else?
I do.
Not, we usually don't allow people to speak tonight, just on a regular meeting.
Well, when the state statute says it's a nuisance, it's a nuisance.
Anybody else? You want to make a motion to approve or disapprove?
I thought George had made
George has made the motion to, you're waiting for a second.
You made a motion?
No.
I made a motion to add that.
Yeah. But we're making a motion to approve or disapprove.
Okay. I think he wants that seconded first. I'll second that.
Oh, second this. Yes. Brad seconds this. Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Everybody?
That's just to add number 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Mr. Scott, would you like for me to call you after I have Sally do that or call somebody to say it's been done?
We as far as they've just approved number 10.
That was just on that.
We have
so far they've just approved number 10 added to the list.
Okay. But I mean, after the procedure was done, would...
They haven't made a motion to approve or not approve.
Okay. I was just asking when it got to...
Okay.
Okay, everybody, somebody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove? This concept to go through or not to go through? I know we just got three concepts on this paper here, but we got a lot to do, so. Somebody want to make a motion to approve or disapprove?
I make a motion we approve with the number 10 added to it as written.
Somebody want to second it?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Everybody in favor? Aye.
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 Everybody against it?
Aye.
No, put me on record as no.
Three no's.
Three no's.
No.
So it looks like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yeses have it. Right?
5-3, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
You need to get with Scott. And
we will get your decision of record worked out for you to record. And you can record it after you get it. So just give me a call tomorrow. I'll kind of give you the procedure.
Okay.
And then work towards these to finalize your decision of record. This is your decision of record. So we'll go over it tomorrow.
Okay. Because that's what I was asking. Once they're done, you know, I'd like for everybody to know that it was done.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, just probably veterinarian bill, or we'll talk about it.
Oh, Sally can, we yes. she'll write something.
Right. Okay.
Okay, Misty Mountain Dog Grooming.
Okay. Hope that's saved. Case number 1728. Remember, our location is north on 65 Highway, right at the county line. George, you know where this location is, Misty Mountain? You were the only one missing for the concept, I believe, mm-hmm. Craig. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure. This little building's the location that she's planning on using. Of course, the parcel is 62.3 acres, has RV park, Misty Mountain store, mobile home, single family residence, and a 24 by 40 metal building to be used for the dog grooming location. Just some more pictures of the building. Staff recommendations for permit number 1728 would be as the following. 1, compliance with the provisions of Taney County Development Guidance Code. 2, no outside storage of equipment or solid waste materials. 3, this decision is subject to all existing easements.
For the business hours, she'll be Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday by appointment only. And this decision